Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ed Die Podcast. Happy New Year. Did you enjoy Christmas? Are you celebrating Kwanzaa? Was Chanukah the best time of the year? Anyway, we're into a new year, people. And with that, I want to let you people know you can always hit us up. You can find us online, Ed Die Podcast, on Twitter, on Facebook. You want to hit me personally? Well, hit me up personally, not hit me. Is Ed Die Dead on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? It's always me. So if you send a message, it will be me answering. Along with that, same thing goes for Is Ed Die Dead on Patreon. If you've been enjoying what we've been doing and you want us to keep going and see us grow and do more stuff, there's many more things that we can do. So if you want to support us, hit us up on Patreon. Also, with that, with this year and everything getting more busier as time goes on, we might be moving to a bi-weekly, that's every 2 weeks episode. This way we can focus more on each episode and give you a little more on what's going on with each episode. So this way you can enjoy more of the content and we can put more stuff together and have more information. So anyway, moving along with that, yes, this episode is called The Radiant Boys. We will talk about that, and no, they are not some band that you haven't heard of that's like hitting the charts or anything. That's something else. But first bit of news that I want to hit. The teaser trailer has been released for Ghostbusters, and it's being referred to as Ghostbusters 2020 because the hashtag is GB2020. But the interesting thing about it is it's supposed to be a direct sequel to the last two movies, but they're not billing it as a part three, although most people are viewing it as a part three. Anyway, the trailer for the upcoming movie has been released and the world has gone crazy. It's not even a minute long. The trailer is like maybe about 52 seconds long, but it says a lot. The movie is actually being directed by Jason Reitman, son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the original. And Jason actually himself appeared in Ghostbusters 2. He was a little asshole kid at the beginning of the birthday party who goes up to the Ghostbusters and basically says, yeah, my dad says you're full of crap. Yeah, well, now he's taking over his dad's job and being the one full of crap and directing the movie. Jason actually wrote the script in secret. He didn't tell nobody he was writing it. With Gil Keenan, the director of the movie from a few years back, the animated Monster House, and was using the name Rust City, that is, as a code name as they were putting everything into development. So the way he let the word out, Jason tweeted the trailer, the teaser trailer, which was then actually retweeted by Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd. When Jason tweeted it, he tweeted it out with the words, "You can relax, guys, I found the car," and then hashtag GB2020. So no official word on who actually is in the film. No actual word if even the original guys will be in the movie or even the original four characters will be in the movie. But it is said to be like a direct sequel to the last two. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the story will follow four teens, two girls and two boys. Jason also posted a photo on Instagram with him with the infamous Ecto-1 behind him and the phrase, "Finally got keys to the car." And it turns out a friend of mine from Ghost Corps, New Jersey, actually knew about the film, and the bastard's known about it since back in November, but he was sworn to secrecy. But he does say you can follow their Facebook page for upcoming news on the film, and he seems to be the inside guy for what's going on. So you guys can follow them at facebook.com/Ghost Corps, New Jersey. I'll also have a link if you guys go to the direct website, isediedead.com. You'll see the link for the YouTube, and I'll put a link there for their Facebook so you guys can follow along and hopefully learn more about the movie as it comes to fruition, we hope. We hope it doesn't get canceled as it's being put together. Anyway, another bit of news, and this, while it's not new, the information kind of coming out about it is new. I only just found out about it, and this is interesting. So it seems a homeowner in Iowa, I guess while they were doing work in the house, came across some 46-year-old film, which turns out to be the footage of a possibly possessed man. The footage, apparently he found in the wall, if I read it right. I think he found it in the wall. It's from 46 years ago. That doesn't mean it was filmed 46 years ago. It's just the canister itself is dated from 46 years ago, so it could be for even before, a little before then. The footage apparently was then transferred and posted on YouTube. The actual date, like I said, of when it was filmed isn't clear, but it shows a man in the throes of what appears to be demonic possession. His appearance looks creepy and sickly. He seems to be in the bed. He's a creepy looking son of a bitch. It doesn't show the man being exorcised or anything. It just kind of shows him, you know, looking like a dirty whore on the bed waiting for like a dirty ass night of loving. And you can see he's actually is dirty. The room seems to be dirty. Part of the footage is even just the camera moving around, zooming in on the room, just showing you the condition of the room and everything. And there's a couple of shots close up of the hand. I'll put a link, of course, so you guys can take a look and watch for yourselves. It doesn't show the man being exercised or anything, so no clue what happened to him or who filmed it. There's no information, just that the footage exists. Of course, there is a chance that it could be a student film or something of that nature. If you do watch the 2.5 minute footage, just know that it comes with a YouTube warning of mature content. So you're going to have to click and like prove that you're not a child. In my opinion, honestly, it looks fake. Like it looks too obviously fake, but for something from that long ago, it looks pretty damn good. But once again, if it's that old, because all there is just the footage. No one's putting up pictures of the actual film or showing you the film grain and everything and the actual footage. So who knows? It could all be fake. But if you guys want to watch it, follow the link. I'll put it below. So now on to the main piece of news. Now this is... it's weird to go into this thing and describe what the hell I'm about to tell you people. All right. So what is the paranormal phenomenon called the Radium Boys? All right. Like I said before, it's not some new band and it's not the name of some gay movie or website. Although the title easily sounds like it could be one. And I'm pretty sure if enough word gets out there, they'll probably make some dirty porno of it. Well, the fact that many descriptions of the Radiant Boys describe them as beautiful, naked, glowing boys doesn't help the whole case of making porns or whatever out of it. But Radiant Boys are actually a paranormal beings or like a phenomenon that seem to have their roots in Northern England and Germany. And the spirits themselves seem to have quite a sad backstory. Encounters with the Radiant Boys are actually believed to be bad luck. So they're seen as harbingers of misfortune and even death. So they kind of seem to be like little naked boy. What's the word I'm looking for? Banshees, I guess. Just they're not screaming. They're just, I guess, glowing and showing their little boy junk at you. This is really creepy on a different level. This is not like, ghost. It's more like, I hope the police doesn't see this naked ghost boy in my room. Anyway, they're described as being young boys who appear to have an unearthly glow to them. Some even say they seem to be almost on fire and usually appear to be naked. In some cases, the glow is so bright that people who have awoken to an appearance of them tend to think that the house was on fire before they actually set eyes on the boy. So what exactly are they? So these creepy naked boys, in some very rare occasions, apparently there are girls, are believed to be the spirits of children who were killed by their own mothers. Fucking bitches. Now, why would a mother kill her own child? I mean, you could go and look at the case of the famous La Llorona, where basically she killed her kids for the love of a man. Only it's her haunting the place, not the kids. But also take into consideration, back in the day, there's a number of reasons why a mom might kill her kids. One of the reasons could be unwed mother's shame. You hit that ass, you got pregnant, now you got a kid, but you ain't married. What you gonna do with it? Guess I'm gonna pop this bitch out and drown him in the river. On top of that, also just the inability to care for the baby for financial reasons. One of the more messed up reasons, and this actually pops up in some of the things I read, that one of the reasons a lot of moms might have possibly killed one of their kids, and it depends on who they're married to, but some moms would potentially kill their babies in order to inherit the husband's fortune, because there was a law at some point that if you're the second wife or the wife and there are no kids, you get the money. But I think technically if there is a son, son gets the money, not the wife. So, you know, if you have a baby, you got to choke that little bastard out, get rid of him. Money's yours, girl. You know, girl got to watch out for her own. Anyway, so mommy kills you, and now you're destined to roam the earth as a naked, glowing child. And yet, you're very beautiful. Because for some reason, all the freaking descriptions of these boys are always described as beautiful. I'm starting to wonder if it's like members of NAMBLA that are seeing these glowing boys. Anyway, for anyone who sees, and so, yeah, so you're roaming the earth, a naked glowing boy, and anyone that sees you is either in for a world of hurt or just plain upcoming death. Not the best existence for you, especially if your life started out as wah, wah, and then mom, shut the fuck up, shut up, and then choke you out. Oddly, in some cases that I looked up, there's no actual description of how old these boys are. So I find that interesting that they're always saying boys and they're always saying, you know, naked and they're beautiful, but no description. Now, one can assume that they are probably infants when they were killed by their mothers, but the reports don't say babies or infants. It's always boys, children, and it's always them standing in the room. So you're not going to find a little infant standing and walking across the room as the way some of the descriptions seem to be. But so one would think they can, you calling something a boy, you'd think it's anywhere from the age of 2 to 3 to as far as 12 or 13 that are being called boys. And who the hell wants to go around seeing glowing naked 13-year-old boys in their house and calling them, and who calls them beautiful to begin with? That's a whole other issue right there. I'm actually curious if any of those paranormal investigators have ever come across one, and just what do you do if you get it on camera? Can you actually release the footage? Or do you got to blur out the ghostly naughty bits? But anyway, so continuing on with the information. So some of the encounters, there's like one or two encounters that are actually fairly famous. And then there's one, well, not the encounter is famous, but the boy himself is famous. So I'll get to that. So if we jump back to 1803, one of the more known cases of a radiant boy sighting occurred in Corby Castle in Cumbria, England, to a one Reverend Henry Redberg. In September of 1803, the Reverend stayed at the castle and was given the room that was known for being haunted, which the lord of the castle and his family were apparently very well aware of, and had tried to, in the past, they had tried to get rid of the ghost by redecorating, moving furniture out, trying to figure out what's causing it to be there, and they still weren't sure. So anyway, the Reverend wakes one night and saw that there was the room is dark, but there's a slight glow in the room. He looks at the fireplace. The fire is out, but there's light, and he turns, and in the center of the room, he finds the glow, and it seems to be a little boy. And when he makes eye contact with it, the boy apparently seems to grow brighter, and so far enough that it looks like there's a roaring fire in the middle of the room. And in his own words, this is what the Reverend Henry of Redberg saw. I looked out, apprehending that something had caught fire, when to my amazement, I beheld a beautiful boy clothed in white with bright locks resembling gold standing by my bedside, in which position he remained for some minutes, fixing his eyes upon me with a mild and benevolent expression. He then glided gently towards the side of my chimney, where it was obvious that there was no possible egress, and entirely disappeared. I found myself again in total darkness. So he saw this beautiful glowing boy walk across the room towards the wall where the chimney is and disappeared. For those of you that don't know, egress means no way out, no exit. So there were, like he said, there was no egress. So there was no way out. So there's no way this boy could have just snuck out of the room on it. And interesting enough, there's actually even a quote from the lord of the castle that describes a room as basically the walls being made of stone at least 2 to 3 feet thick. So there's no way in hell that someone just suddenly dug their ass into this room and then snuck out. So he saw the boy, I guess, went back to sleep. The very next day, the Reverend and his wife got up, basically went downstairs in the middle of breakfast, looked at everyone, said, good morning, we the fuck out of here, and left and never came back. I don't blame them. I'm just not sure. I guess they couldn't just leave in the middle of the night. There's nowhere to go. I guess there's no Uber or Lyft to call back in 1803 to get a lift when there's a naked boy in your room. Another encounter with the Radiant Boy happened to a Captain Robert Stewart when he stayed the night at a house when a storm came in as he was out hunting. Because you got to remember, back in the day, going out hunting and then knocking on someone's door, especially over in Europe, it wasn't the same the way it is here. And you'd see it sometimes, and you actually do see shit like this happen in like Hammer horror films, and it is true, apparently. People would knock on the door, "Hello, could I take shelter from the storm?" And they'd be like, yeah, sure, come on the fuck in, give me like a fucking coin or something. So storm's coming, he's hunting, fuck this, I gotta go inside. So he goes to a house, and his experience, while very similar to the Reverend, was only different in that it was at another location, and his beautiful boy was naked, because the Reverend did describe that his boy was wearing clothing. So good on him. I don't know what the hell the nudity, why these kids is naked and glowing. While for the Reverend, there's no continuation for the story. Like no one says that what happened to him afterwards, but as lore goes, when you do see the boy, just like in a banshee, it means that you have impending doom or death coming towards you. So, while the encounter for Robert Smith had a different story from the Reverend, it seems his life actually took a rather good turn before it all came crashing down. His family was doing fairly well. His father was actually a lord, but that's when everything turned to shit. His father died, which then made him Lord Castlereagh, if I'm saying that right, the second Marquis of Londonderry. And then his older brother died in a boating accident. And then his fortune dwindled speculatively, kind of oddly. His money, all his luck just went bad, and he started losing everything. And then his health took a turn for the worse. So bad so that his sanity actually began to slip. He basically became confined to the country house called North Cray Place. Towards the end of his days, his mind was seriously just on the brink of madness, and he eventually took his own life in 1822. How? By taking a razor across his throat, fulfilling the grim prophecy that seeing a radiant boy would bring about violent death. So the son of a bitch went crazy and killed himself after having seen a 13-year-old naked boy. Wait, no, he wasn't 13, just some naked boy in his room. So many questions that no one can answer. Well, ain't that some shit? Even more messed up to the story is the afterwards, where an author, who apparently, I guess, then took ownership of the house, added to the story, because that's normally where the story ends. And that was the whole story. He saw the spirit and went on with the rest of his day, went on with the rest of his life. Everything turned to shit and he killed himself. But the author decided to add to the story, saying that when the boy appeared to Robert Stewart, that the boy ran his fingers across his throat three times before disappearing, kind of saying, you know, that's how you're going to die. Now, the fucked up part about this author is when he has guests come to his house, he'll tell them the ghost story, tells them about the boy, and then he'll invite, maybe borderline dare, his guests to sleep in that room. And then this crazy son of a bitch will actually sneak into the room at night and scare the shit out of them while they're sleeping. That's some fucked up shit right there. Well, that's better than him, like, getting some little boy, making them get naked, painting them with glow-in-the-dark shit, and making them run into the room. Another place, Chillingham Castle, is a medieval castle in Chillingham, Northumberland, in the northern part of Northumberland, England. And it's said to be haunted by a radiant boy who appears as a young naked boy surrounded with the blue glow. And it said he haunts what's known as the pink room in the castle. Now, if the name Chillingham Castle sounds familiar, it's because it actually is a famous castle. And I'll mention a little more about that in a second. But the little boy who appears there seems to have a blue glow, and he's been nicknamed the Blue Boy. And it's believed to be the spirit of a young child who was found bricked up alive, along with some documents and a few scraps of blue clothing, in the pink room where he haunts. And the pink room is where his body was discovered. And most fucked up about this is the fact that they're saying he was a boy. So this wasn't a baby. And the fact that when he found his body, the bones of his fingers had been worn away to nubs, which kind of just states that he was old enough to know what was happening and old enough to attempt to escape, that he, I guess, tried to scratch his way out of the tomb where he was walled up in. Who walled him up? No official word. Why? God knows. But that sounds like a kid that was old enough that someone must have seen him and would have noticed his ass missing. Well, like I said, the castle is so haunted, and it's famous already. Like I said, you might have heard the name before. It's so haunted, it's actually appeared on multiple TV shows like Most Haunted and Scariest Places on Earth. The place has reports of people having their hair pulled, arms scratched, and even fucking being bitten. But that's a story for another time. If you guys actually do want to hear more about Chillingham Castle, let me know, and I can look up some more information. I'm sure you guys can look up stuff too. Like I said, Most Haunted and Scary Places on Earth has done episodes on it, so you guys could look that up and see. Maybe you'll see a little naked boy in the background running around as they're filming that they didn't notice, but I don't know how you don't notice a little naked boy running around a freaking castle, especially when his ass is glowing blue. If you guys have any questions, hit me up at podcast@isedidead. Remember to visit us on social media. Send us any questions, requests. I actually met a couple of guys recently. They were telling me about, one's an ex-fireman apparently who just doesn't have time to be a fireman. The other one still is a fireman, two different firehouses, but both were telling me about haunted situations at the firehouse. So hopefully they hit me up soon and I can get some more information on that. Maybe even get taken into the firehouse, get some pictures, some footage for you guys. If I do get pictures and anything, I'll post them up. If I get a really good picture, it's going on Patreon. So you're going to have to follow there if you want to know what's going on. Anyway, this is Ed Dye. This has been another episode. Once again, a happy new year. I'll talk to you guys in a little while. And remember to keep it spooky.